Aircheckdownloads.com.
JT and Selfish on Pulse 1. It's 7 in the morning. We're Milo and Rosie. Hope you're good. If you've got any plans this weekend that you think we should know about, please do let us know, because we're always interested in things that you do this weekend.
Especially if you're going to see Rick Astley. Oh, my goodness, he's in Leeds.
You've got Anton Deck Saturday Night Takeaway returning again.
Gladiators is back on telly as well.
Loads going on, loads going on.
So we heard from Jan then, who threw her mate under the bus in order to get the tickets that we had to give away for Rick Astley yesterday. Oh my goodness. If you thought, oh, that's bad that she just told Milo and Rosie a secret about her mate. Oh, it gets worse.
There was another one which was...
so embarrassing. If my mate shared this private story on the radio in order to try and win Rick Astley tickets, they would not be a mate anymore.
You wouldn't be able to look at him in the eyes again, would you?
No. But that is exactly what happened on the show yesterday.
You will hear, it was actually Tez from Wibsey that shared that story with us, and you will hear it next. Hang on.
Hey. Pulse 1.
Time for a new sofa.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, everybody. It's the last Friday of February. If you want a big payday, wait there. Details next.
Your local hits radio station.
Across West Yorkshire.
This is
Pulse 1.
The top stories this hour. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine started.
Good morning, Yorkshire.
How lazy can you get?
Hang on.
Class clown. Put your big boy voice on.
Danny Milo.
What are you good at?
Rosie Madison.
It's a shame about the host.
Milo and Rosie.
Pulse One Breakfast with Milo and Rosie. We're good to go.
Good morning, it's 7:12. This is Milo and Rosie. Apparently divorces have plummeted to their lowest level since 1971 because it's too much for people to split up.
Do you know what? I bet there's someone listening right now who is probably living with their partner, fell out of love with them ages ago, but because of the cost of living and everything, it's probably better you just like, do you know what? If you're half a pasta, you know what I mean?
It's
makes
cheaper.
It a bit cheaper, doesn't
it's
it?
It's cheaper.
Yeah, if you might as well, if you're cooking for one, you might as well be cooking for two.
Rosie's got an exciting night tonight because Matt's already called on his TV at on their TV at 8 o'clock tonight. There's going to be his choice of programme on.
I think you said that well, actually. It's called it. He's already, it's like a Bagsy thing. Do you know when you were younger and you used to go, Bagsy front seat?
Mm-hmm.
Matt does that with telly. And he goes, oh, Bagsy telly tonight. And it's 8 o'clock, of course. He's a Leeds United fan. They're playing Leicester City, aren't they? So good luck, Leeds. Please do well, because it makes my weekend a little bit of a better place to be in.
I might be asking a really daft question here.
What?
Right? This might be really daft. Don't laugh, okay? Can anybody go to the moon?
Can anybody go to the moon?
Right, because I don't know whether you've seen, there's this new, and it's a commercial space project, right? And basically it means it's not NASA, somebody else that's got a lot of money, they've put a satellite rocket man thing on the moon. So, do you need permission?
Do
you need permission? If I decide...
Like parking?
Yeah, so if I won the Euro Millions or whatever, and I thought I'm going to build a rocket, could I just go to the moon if I had a rocket to do that? Or who do I get permission from?
You'd be dead within a day.
NASA, they can go. I thought, do you have to ask NASA if you can go to the moon?
Richard did it, didn't he? He did his Virgin Explorer.
Yeah, but that didn't go on the moon, did it? That was just really high. That was just really high. But this, so who do you have to ask to go to the moon? Is that a daft question?
I don't know. It's a Friday. It's the end of the week. I get 2 days off from you, and it just gets tiring.
Patience.
Do I ask permission? Way before
a lifetime. If anybody knows the answer, though.
No, don't.
I'd like to know. You can DM me on Instagram.
DM me.
Aircheckdownloads.com.